In Chicago, an escaped inmate out of Mississippi is caught working at a popular restaurant. In New York, the boyfriend of a beloved principal is found naked moments after murdering her in front of a national monument. And the Secret Service has finally placed 5 agents on leave in the investigation of the Trump shooting. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, August 29th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman. Hope everybody has had a productive week so far on this Thirsty Thursday. It's been busy here in the podcast production world. Put out 2 episodes of Bloody Angola this week, so go check out. We dropped one today that I'm going to bet you're going to find pretty interesting, maybe even a little surprising. So go check that out after you listen to this. And we're going to start off in Chicago by way of Mississippi, and authorities have captured Joshua Zimmerman. Now, this Mississippi inmate escaped 2 months ago and barricaded himself in a Chicago restaurant where he had apparently found a job. Zimmerman, who was wanted on several charges in at least 3 states, barricaded himself last Tuesday at a seafood restaurant just blocks from where the Democratic National Convention was taking place. Zimmerman, who is 30, escaped June 14th from the DeSoto County, Mississippi jail, where he is being held or was being held for an armed robbery and attempted murder. DeSoto County is in northwestern Mississippi, about 25 miles outside of Memphis. It's not clear how or why Zimmerman traveled to Chicago or whether he knew people in that area. But investigators recently developed information that Zimmerman was in Chicago and sent a lead to the Great Lakes Regional Fugitive Task Force. They positively identified Zimmerman in a seafood restaurant where it is believed he was working. During the arrest attempt, Zimmerman retreated into the ceiling and barricaded himself. This dude did not want to go back to jail. Although the restaurant is in close proximity to the site of the Democratic National Convention, there was no connection or threat to the event or those attending. Now, Zimmerman was initially arrested on suspicion of armed robbery and attempted murder on September 29th of 2023 in South Haven, Mississippi. Earlier that month, Zimmerman was charged but never arrested on suspicion of felony murder in Harris County, Texas, for shooting and killing a woman at a Houston motel, allegedly. And get this, Zimmerman was also wanted in Connecticut for failing to appear at a December 2022 court hearing related to the felony sexual assault of a woman. Zimmerman has been known to use aliases and fake forms of identification. He actually checked into a Houston motel under the alias Vincent Juliano. Zimmerman has also reportedly used the name Jamie Quinta. Zimmerman is being held in Chicago at this time, but expected to be extradited back to Mississippi. And look, bad dude, right? Escape from jail. The shocking thing is, not only did he escape, he was out for 2 months and managed to get a job at a restaurant and was, I guess, hanging low, at least for now. Lying low, didn't want to get caught, but somebody recognized him. And fortunately, he is off the streets. So we're going to move to New York, and authorities have recently arrested a man they reportedly found running around naked after he allegedly killed his girlfriend. On Tuesday, August 20th, police responded to a report of a death where they found 50-year-old Elizabeth Gerling deceased in her bed. The medical examiner's office determined that Gerling had been strangled to death. Gerling's boyfriend, 45-year-old Jeremy Kirch, was reportedly at the victim's house on the night of August 20th until early that next morning, and local police in Rome, New York, later found that Kirch had transported him to a hospital for evaluation. Now, officials initially discovered Kirch unclothed near the Fort Stanwix National Monument. Investigators spoke with Kirch upon his hospital discharge, and they arrested him on a charge of second-degree murder. The sheriff's office said he appeared in Rome City Court on August 22nd and was remanded to jail without bail. Authorities described Gerling as a beloved principal for Columbus Elementary School, and the sheriff said Miss Gerling was an amazing educator, a beloved principal, and dear friend to so many throughout the entire community. Really sad case and getting a lot of national attention. Apparently this principal was just an amazing individual who touched a lot of lives, and there's a lot of people out there that are missing her right now. So we'll move on to Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Secret Service has placed at least five agents on leave, including the head of the Pittsburgh field office, as a result of its investigation into last month's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. One agent on Trump's detail and three others in the Pittsburgh office were among those placed on leave. It's unclear if these actions are disciplinary, since agents are routinely placed on leave during the course of an investigation for various reasons, including mental health relief. The Secret Service Internal Affairs Division is continuing to investigate how a 20-year-old gunman was able to fire eight rounds from a rooftop near where Trump was speaking in Butler, Pennsylvania. This was on July 13th, of course, including one shot that grazed the Republican presidential's nominee's ear. A Secret Service spokesman declined to confirm that the agents were placed on leave, saying he would not comment on a personal matter. That just lights a fire in me that he wouldn't comment on that. But he said the service's mission assurance review is progressing, and we are examining the processes, procedures, and factors that led to this operational failure. He added the Secret Service holds our personnel to the highest professional standards, and identified and substantiated violations of policy will be investigated by the Office of Professional Responsibility for potential disciplinary action. Now, in terms of disciplinary measures, there are different levels corresponding with an official's behavior. When Secret Service personnel are placed on administrative leave for disciplinary reasons, they still collect their paychecks and report to office. They are typically assigned paperwork or other administrative duties instead of performing their normal day-to-day roles. Beyond administrative leave, officials disciplined further may be granted a suspension or suspension without pay, the latter which typically also revokes their security clearance. That is not the case, however, in this instance. Trump held his first outdoor rally since the shooting this past week, where he was surrounded by bulletproof glass as security precautions. Now, let's talk about that for a second. Glad to see that five agents were placed on leave. Shocked to see that it took so long to do that. Yeah, one person killed. Y'all remember that. A couple of others injured. And a former president was shot. And it took till now just to figure out that you need to place some people on leave. That's just absolutely crazy to me. And the fact that we have to have a president now, or former president, that is surrounded by bulletproof glass to give a speech at a rally full of supporters. You know, I never thought I'd see that in this country. My, how things have changed. Let's go to Virginia. A man is in critical condition after being shot by his girlfriend's 2-year-old son in Virginia. The man had been getting ready to leave the house and set his handgun down on a chair. The man was shot after the infant got hold of the weapon and accidentally discharged it. No one else was injured, and the man was flown to the hospital. A neighbor, Lisa Wood, said on Monday that it was not good. She described several police cars screaming down the road, and she said she was at home when the child's mother was calling asking for help. She was like, "Miss Wood?" I was like, "What's wrong?" She was crying. And I was like, what's wrong? And she just told me her son shot. And I said, what? After I went into the house, you know, he's sitting there like a normal kid. It's not like, you know, he's worried or, you know, anything like that. He still had a smile. Wood said she intends to provide support to the family in wake of Monday's accident. Now, last November, a four-year-old girl was critically injured after her sibling accidentally shot her in the head with a gun that was not properly secured in Miami-Dade, Florida. The police said a firearm should be secured in a lockbox safe or place that is not accessible to small children or anyone who should not have access to a firearm. I would say that's obvious. We urge each and every member in our community, whether you own a firearm or not, to discuss firearm management ownership with your kids. Guns are not toys. And this was kind of a shocking stat to me. A 2023 study found that approximately 90% of accidental shootings in children under 15 involve unsecured firearms. In 80% of the cases, the gun belonged to an older relative. So there you have that. And hopefully some people will learn a lesson about this. You should have to be responsible with firearms, y'all. I did a podcast just the other day with the foremost expert here in Louisiana on firearm safety, and we were discussing the laws that have changed in the state of Louisiana regarding guns and specifically regarding the fact that you can conceal a weapon without a permit now in the state of Louisiana. And both of us are Second Amendment people. But you have to be responsible about it. A lot of people are securing guns now and sticking them in their pockets and concealing them, and they've never shot a gun. And so he offers some amazing training classes, et cetera, at his facility. And I'll shout him out, P&D Gun Shop in Walker, Louisiana. Just an amazing guy, super experienced and former military colonel, I believe.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, Go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
So we'll move on, and we're going to talk about a dog attack. Now, typically, Woody would take you across that pond, but he ain't here today, so I'm taking you across that pond with this dog attack, and police have used drones and a specialist officer to hunt for up to three dogs believed to have been involved in an attack that killed a man. This was in West Midlands. The 33-year-old man who was looking after his brother's dogs was found dead in a back garden. Officers believe the man was attacked by at least one dog who contributed to his death. Two dogs were seized at the scene, but police are now looking for two others. But police are now looking for possibly a third. The seized dogs are both believed to be American Bulldogs. Inspector Leanne Chapman, which no relation to me, y'all, said, "Please don't try to approach the dog. Don't take a hold to it. We believe that dog was involved in an accident at a house where somebody died. I don't know what took place, but he has got dog bite injuries, and I don't know which dogs are responsible for what. One of the dogs that we got has a head injury. It could be that the other dog was also injured as a result." So officers were called to that house in the early hours of last Wednesday to reports that a number of dogs are on the loose, and that's when they found the man dead. A postmortem examination is due to be carried out to establish that cause of death, but right now they're looking at it. They're seeing all these dog bites, and they're putting two and two together, right? American Bulldogs, a muscular breed, can grow to weigh 7 stone, which is 98 pounds here on the other side of the pond, y'all. Police carried out house-to-house inquiries, reviewed video footage, and have used specialized dog officers and a drone unit to search for those dogs. On last Tuesday, a man was killed by an XL bully dog who turned on him at home in Lancashire. Police shot the animal dead after David Dantree, who was 53, was killed. XL bullies were banned late last year after a rash of attacks. And an XL bully, y'all, is similar to an American Bulldog, but even larger. Those dogs get around 150 pounds, and they are totally banned across that pond. I do know a lot of people with the American Bulldog breed, and they're great dogs from everything I've ever been told, but I don't think so across that pond, apparently. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's my third kinky crime in a row. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm getting out of control with these. And I got another short but sweet one for you today. And we're going to go to Florida for this kinkiness. As diners at McDonald's in Florida enjoyed their Big Macs, a 62-year-old man removed his clothes and performed a strange dance before apparently trying to have relations with the railing. John Morgan was arrested this past Sunday after his impromptu 7:30 p.m. performance at a restaurant in Collier County. Charged with trespassing, the homeless Morgan was booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor count. Sheriff deputies were dispatched to the McDonald's to reports of a male taking off clothes and doing a strange dance. Subject, possibly on drugs. I'd say that there's a good chance of that. A 911 caller also reported it looked as though the male was having sex with a railing. When cops arrived at the restaurant, they encountered Morgan, who was a regular guest at the county jail, who had been trespassed from this McDonald's for a previous disturbance he had caused. No word on whether he was clothed in that disturbance. Morgan, who has performed his dance near the McDonald's front door, had a long rap sheet, charges for battery, disturbing the peace, trespass, carrying an open container, and disorderly conduct. And he is a kinky one. And he wins the medal as our kinky crime subject for today. All right, and we're going to go to Colorado. This woman in Colorado Springs, Colorado, will spend the rest of her life behind bars for killing a man whose dismembered remains were found in a bag months after her initial arrest. According to Colorado's 4th Judicial District, a jury convicted Deka Simmons, this was on August 21st, of the first-degree murder of Daximilo Seja. I know these names, y'all. As well as tampering with physical evidence, tampering with deceased human body, and a slew of other crimes. She received a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. The investigation into the homicide began on March 30th of 2022. Police arrested Simmons in April of 2022 on suspicion of the victim's death, even though they had not located his remains. Nearly a year and a half later, on October 5th of 2023, police responded to an anonymous report of a possible human remain sighting inside of a bag in a drainage culvert. Authorities collected the remains, submitted them for an autopsy, and several days later, the coroner positively identified the victim as Seja. According to prosecutors, they said that during the trial, Simmons fatally shot Seja in a garage because she believed he was a sex offender and allegedly had a relationship with a 17-year-old girl when he was 25. Prosecutors said that Simmons worried her daughter was a victim of sex trafficking, and she had an unrestrained hatred for anyone who would molest a child. Prosecutor Sharon Flaherty reportedly described it as a fixation and paranoia that Simmons had, but she is going to be spending the rest of her life in jail for that. And it's Mile High Crime Time, and this might be the first update I've had on a Mile High Crime, but I've got an update from yesterday's Mile High Crime I brought you, where the tire exploded and killed a couple of maintenance workers working on that tire, and the body of a worker who died Tuesday in a tire explosion at the Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport was unrecognizable. Family relied on tattoos and a lanyard to identify him. This from the son of that deceased worker. Marco Marwick, who was 58, was among two workers who died while the wheel components were being disassembled for maintenance at a wheel and brake shop. A third worker was also injured. Marwick's son, Andre Coleman, told Atlanta's news station on Tuesday that he wanted to see his father because he didn't feel like he was dead. But a medical examiner told the family the body was unrecognizable. A Mississippi State lanyard around his neck helped confirm his identity, Coleman said. Marwick, who lives in Stone Mountain, Georgia, worked for Delta for more than 20 years and was planning to retire in just a few months. The Clayton County Medical Examiner's Office identified the second victim as Louis Aldrinato of Noonan, Georgia. The worker who was seriously injured does remain under medical care. So that's a little bit of an update on that. What a sad story that is. Freak accident. We're going to go to California, and authorities have arrested a 40-year-old man who was only wearing his underwear after he allegedly led rangers on a car chase in Yosemite National Park, assaulted multiple people, and even tried to kidnap someone. Now, the sheriff's office said Wednesday, August 21st at approximately 1:45 p.m., Anthony Melhath allegedly went up to a pregnant server at a local restaurant in the Buck Meadows area and touched her stomach. He reportedly told you, "The spirits led me to you, and your baby belongs to me. And what time is your break? Because I will be waiting for you." Well, that's a Romeo. Deputies allege Melhath then stole several beverages at the business, assaulted another employee, and fled in his vehicle, driving toward Yosemite National Park. The sheriff's office started receiving reports around 3 p.m. regarding a possible car chase, kidnapping, assault, theft of vehicles, and other related offenses. Yosemite National Park rangers tried to stop Melhath in the park's boundaries, and he eventually crashed his vehicle. Melhath stripped off his shirt, gave it to a bystander, and said, "You'll want to keep this. I'm going to be famous." Before stealing a bike. You can't make this shit up. The sheriff's office then said Melhath went into the lodge kitchen through the back door before grabbing a knife from the kitchen and threatening employees. The suspect left the kitchen, took off his pants, and then entered the lodge clubhouse in his underwear, telling the customers to leave or they will be in danger. Melhath also vandalized the clubhouse and stole the store manager's keys, assaulted the manager, attempted to abduct him while in his grasp, and tried to force the manager to drive Melhath away. The store manager eventually escaped Melhath's hold. Melhath then drove away in the manager's vehicle, and while on the road, he reportedly came across a Tesla and began extreme road rage behavior, tailgating the vehicle and making aggressive hand gestures. Melhath began ramming the Tesla before deputies located and tried to stop him. He then crashed outside of Oakhurst. Melhath was then transported to the hospital and assaulted deputies while being medically cleared. He was then booked into the county jail on a $100,000 bail. And I can't even list the charges that this guy's got. There is like 100 of them. And get this, during a search of the vehicle registered to Melhath, authorities found an Enola Gay smoke grenade. In a statement, the sheriff said this man drove all around our county, terrorizing our visitors and community members, and I'm extremely happy that no one was seriously injured. Melhath, who goes by St. Anthony, is the lead singer of a metal band called Cancer Christ, and he's in a shit pile of trouble. That's all I can say about that.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts, visit science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus, IXL encourages
price.
Students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs.
If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And I'm going to post this dude in his underwear, basically handcuffed against a car, against a police car, on the Facebook page. So don't forget to follow the page. And you can check out this guy. He looks like someone that would do all of those things. All right, so we talk a lot about cold cases and how DNA has really helped solve a lot of different cold cases. The technological advances of DNA have just been unbelievable in these cases. And I've got a good one for you today. Investigators broke open a nearly 35-year-old cold case in which a woman was struck and killed by someone who ran a red light at an intersection just days after Christmas in 1989. And this is out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So on December 29th of 1989, just before 4 p.m., Ruth Buchanan was crossing the streets in uptown Charlotte, North Carolina, when a dark-colored sedan drove through a red light and hit her. The driver continued on and did not stop to help her. She was taken to a nearby hospital, and she died the next day. So witnesses at the scene took down the vehicle's license plate number, but police learned the plate had been stolen off of a Mercedes, which was not the same kind of vehicle that hit Buchanan. Days after Buchanan died, police received a call about a suspicious vehicle and found a dark blue 1990 Mitsubishi Galant with the same license plate. The Mitsubishi had reportedly been stolen from a car dealership. Sergeant Gavin Jackson said there was evidence on the exterior of the car that linked it to the incident. And investigators, they retrieved some personal items from inside that car, including a marijuana joint. So despite the evidence that they did have, the case went cold, and it remained cold for 32 years. In 2022, Jackson gets a Crime Stoppers tip. And what he tells y'all all the time about these tip lines, and he's got one for the Barbara Blunt case, and how you never know when that tip that's going to lead to a conviction is going to come in. This was many, many years later. And that tip came in from someone who said they knew the driver and they were willing to give information on that. The tipster was correct about some details, but was completely inaccurate in who he wanted to indicate committed the crime. So another investigator, he goes back to the evidence and he takes the butt of that joint and he sends it off to the crime lab for DNA testing. The lab identified the individual as 68-year-old Herbert Stanback. Jackson said Stanback was on a work release program from prison at the time and allegedly hit Buchanan as he was leaving work at a nearby hotel. So he was in jail when he hit and killed this woman. Stanback was arrested back in June and charged with felony hit and run, resulting in death or injury. DNA. I'm telling you, if you committed a crime, you're going to have to look over your shoulder for the rest of your life because of that amazing result of advancements in technology. And speaking of technology, I'm going to give you one more for today, and it regards advancements in technology. And look, we've told you several stories about video voyeurism and how it's getting a lot of people thrown behind bars. Listen to this story out of Minnesota. A Minnesota wedding photographer hid a camera in a bridal suite and recorded a woman who was in her underwear with her breast exposed getting dressed for her nuptials. Police learned of the video voyeurism when the photographer's wife recently provided them with a thumb drive containing the video as well as other sexual conduct material that is not further detailed. Upon examining that video, investigators were able to identify the bride who was secretly filmed as well as the wedding venue in that video. The video was taken from a very low angle and was shown to the 27-year-old victim who confirmed that she was a woman recording. Could you imagine that, y'all? Police come to you and you're naked on a video you didn't even know about it. The victim identified Mitchell Ringus, who is 30, as the photographer, adding that he was not hired to do videography or boudoir photography. The woman gave police photos from her October 2020 wedding that showed Ringness's camera bag with something sticking out. On the seized video, someone can be heard calling the photographer by the first name Mitchell. Ringus runs MR Photography, which is a business whose website promises to provide you with timeless yet captivating photos and videos that will do justice to your uniquely perfect love story. And while I'm doing just that, we're all going to have a blast along the way. It's exactly what it said. Ringus was charged yesterday with interfering with privacy, a gross misdemeanor that carries a maximum year in jail, and fined $3,000. Seems kind of light for that. A posting about the victim's wedding was found on Mr. Ringus. Ringus' website, which remains online, boasts that I've thrived within the industry the last few years thanks to my core beliefs. Bullshit. Pervert. That's him. And that is all I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on Facebook. Give us a like. Check out all the other stuff that we do. Real Life Real Crime Original, you know, the classic. Check that out. Bloody Angola podcast by Woody Everton and Jim Chapman. Check that out. Give it a listen. We talk about all the crazy stuff that happens in the most notorious prison in American history, in my opinion. And check out Exposed Scandalous Files of the Elite with Jim Chapman. I talk about the craziness that goes on when you become a billionaire, pretty much. All these people are the mega rich that think they are above any sort of accountability whatsoever. And I have a lot of fun talking about the bullshit that they think they can get away with. So until next time, I'm Jim Chapman. For Woody Everton, we are your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.